He is the entertainment editor for the River City's Reader. Read his columns every other Wednesday in paper form and, gosh, anytime you like at rcreader.com. Mike anytime. Schultz joins us here at the David Darren Show.
Yeah, it's good to be here, guys. Hello, hello.
Hello.
How quickly do you post when you review movies?
I try to get them up for sure by Monday morning.
Right, so we
sometimes
get
sometimes Sunday afternoon if I'm feeling especially feisty.
So that's one of the advantages of this new configuration is we get your opinions on the movies a lot quicker than we used to.
Absolutely right.
Do you have to give it a little bit of time to settle? Would it be a rash thing to do it right as soon as
you... Yeah, how much time do you take?
I've had to write before, right after seeing a movie. It doesn't happen often.
Yeah.
If I'm leaving town or something for that weekend, I generally do. But otherwise, I generally give it about a day, maybe a day and a half. I see movies on Friday and generally write on Sundays. Theater shows I have to review the next day because I tend to lose salient details because I'm old and I forget things.
Do you have to write things down or you just remember it?
I have a little miniature tape recorder, actually, that I kind of, when
whisper
I get the
things.
Chance, I just kind of whisper into that and, and then just listen to it later and go, oh, right, I remember that scene now. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was wondering how you did that.
Exactly, yeah. I used to try taking notes, but it just got...
Because
then I started writing like, ooh, that's a clever sentence. And I was like, Mike, you're an ass. You know, just don't ruin it. Just see the damn movie and
right,
talk about it later.
Right, because if you do too much dissecting while it's going on...
You find that you're writing your review while watching it, and you're not paying any attention anymore.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
But I think you'd have to write something down because my reviews would be like, the popcorn was good.
There are times I wish I could just do that. The seat was really comfortable.
Wolverine origin of X-Men, origin of X-Men. The guy three rows behind me had a loud, obnoxious cough.
That's the kind of stuff I will mention, though, absolutely, once in a while, because sometimes that's more interesting than what's going on
screen. Well, let's start with Wolverine.
Yeah, it's boring.
Yeah?
It's dull.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was really irritated and annoyed and surprised that it was so boring. But it's every damn origin story we've ever seen before. It's, oh, gosh, okay, people have to die when he's a child, and then he, you know, gets older, and he has to, you know, be weeping over the body of some dead one while he looks up to the heavens and goes, no! You know, it's like, really? Really? It's the same thing? Same generic bad guys, same
crummy You find out why
CGI.
He hates Ohio State so much.
It makes Wolverine so less interesting than he was before, learning about his backstory.
See, and I thought there
Who
was,
cares?
You know? I thought there was nothing that Hugh Jackman couldn't do.
Yeah.
Well, Darren, you'll go to this movie and just admire the sideburns.
The haircut.
The haircut alone.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
almost
God,
is worthwhile.
A fantastic look.
But yeah, it's just dreary. It's
boring.
Just,
okay.
You kind of sit through it like it's duty. You know, it's like, all right.
Well,
now
this
I've learned
the action
about
I was
Wolverine.
Looking for, huh?
Now they're making a sequel to it now because it made so much money.
Well, of course it made. I mean, yeah. This is what these things do, you know? There's no surprise there. Is this the one with Ryan Reynolds is going to star? Did I hear that
no,
right?
No, that's another one.
Oh, for the love of Pete.
Yeah.
Okay.
What does Ryan Reynolds play? What comic book character is he?
Oh, gosh. I wish I could remember
Cutting
his name
bullets
offhand.
In half?
He's got swords and he spins them real fast and he cuts bullets in half and stuff. And he's, you know, he's Ryan Reynolds. He's got his heavy eyeliner and, you know, he looks passive. You know, that's what Ryan Reynolds does. So I don't know. It was just a drag.
Huh.
Yeah, and I love
the
X-Men
Is he still married
movies.
To Scarlett Johansson? How much longer do we give that?
Oh, gosh.
How is that fair?
Yeah, that isn't
right.
Right.
Nah, it's not
fair. All right, and you also
that was sad.
Saw what else?
And we saw Ghosts of Christmas Past. We saw Matthew McConaughey in action.
With his old
No, not
girl-
Christmas Past.
Girlfriend's
Past. I was going to say, I don't remember a Christmas movie.
Nah, it is a Christmas movie, though, of course, because it's the Christmas Carol theme, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, oh boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's terrible. Of course it's terrible. But you were saying that off the air that some guy called in saying it wasn't as bad as I expected.
Right.
And it's not. It's got some moments. It's got Robert Forster, who's pretty funny.
Yeah.
And Jennifer Garner's just adorable by showing up, which is cool. But boy, McConaughey, why? Why is
he
a star?
Does he have a toothpick the whole time?
He should have. He has an invisible toothpick. You can see him kind of gnawing on it. But he stares at the camera with that.
I guess I'll just never learn about
love. I'm
just
so adorable, and you know how adorable I am. You know, and you just want to throttle him within the first couple seconds, and yet every woman in the movie is just like, oh, I can't wait for him to sleep with me. He's so beautiful. He's so tan. You know, And his obnoxiousness is, you know, it's...
Now, is it the worst thing you've seen?
No. No, not by a long shot. No, it's not.
Not as bad as Crank.
Not as bad as Crank.
What was the other one that you hated the other day?
There's so many that I've hated. The Crank thing was terrible. What else?
You hated one just recently, too.
Well, Crank 2 he really hated.
They all start to blend.
You know, Crank 2 he hated.
Yeah, and?
But there was one like last week that he hated worse than almost anything.
No. Crank 2 was only 2 weeks ago.
I think Crank 2 was the one, yeah. Otherwise, I've blocked it because I
yeah. thought he said that he hated one, and it was like, well, is this as bad? Is this the worst one this year? And he said, no, I think Crank 2 is still worse.
Oh, right.
Right. What on earth would it have been?
What did you recently
hate? Jeez, I don't even know anymore.
Boy, this is sad that we can't
this is sad. I'm sorry, yeah. Wow, I don't even know anymore. This is fascinating listening, isn't it? Listening to three men trying
we
to
can
think
figure
about
out.
Figure something
Gosh, where
out.
Was I a
what
couple
did
weeks
Mike,
ago?
What
what's,
he
in the,
hate?
What's in the top
17 again?
No, that was
no.
fine.
Fighting.
Okay. Fighting's
no,
actually
was...
pretty good.
Crank High Voltage.
I don't know. Maybe it just left quickly
observe
enough.
Observe and Report.
No,
Paul
that's
Blart,
all right.
The Mall Cop.
No.
Well, yeah, that's terrible. But
Dragon
no.
Ball Evolution.
No.
Taken is terrible, but that's been around for months.
The Soloist,
no.
Obsessed.
No.
I don't think so. Yeah.
State of Play.
No.
Fast
no.
and Furious.
No.
Knowing.
No.
I have no idea what it would be. Seriously,
right.
it's
well,
none of
I
those
movies. Well, I
suppose
we need to move on.
Yeah, I guess
I'm sorry
so.
I brought it up.
Yeah, right. It was like 5 minutes that yeah, we all lost out of our lives.
Confessions of a Shopaholic you didn't like?
No, yeah. I didn't, but, you know, who cared? It's fine. I truly don't remember anymore.
Yeah,
it's, it
okay.
couldn't have been that
That's
important.
All right.
Yeah.
It's okay.
All right.
We'll
So yeah, it's you know, the people who like McConaughey will probably have a great time. Both of them will have a great time and
you
that's
get what
it.
You get what you got coming to you.
Yeah.
If you go see it.
Absolutely right.
All right. Opening in Quad City Theaters today. Now I don't have anything on this Mos Def movie.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Next Day Air. It's a package gets delivered
to
the,
wrong
address
place,
by mistake.
And they're in trouble for it.
And then they get in trouble, and then guns start ablazing.
It's kind of like it sounds like a Black Pineapple Express.
Okay. I guess it kind of looked like that, actually, from the previews. Yeah,
yeah
all right.
And
yeah.
if it's as good as that, then it'll be
then
pretty
we're
good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then we're fine.
And then also opening today is Star Trek, the movie. Kirk, Spock, Bones, and the rest of the Enterprise crew boldly go where no one has gone before in a J.J. Abrams reimagining of the Final Frontier.
Is that what we're calling him now?
It's
it
a
used
re-imaging.
To be a reboot,
uh-huh.
but now it's a reimaging.
It's a reimaging.
Okay.
In this clip, Spock demands to know how Kirk and Scotty beamed aboard his ship. Oh boy, you're starting.
Hey, what happened?
And I got nothing here. Okay, I see what the problem is. Righty, and enjoy Star Trek.
Who are you?
I'm with him.
He's with me.
We are traveling at warp speed. How did you manage to beam aboard this ship?
You're the genius. You figure it out.
As acting captain of this vessel, I order you to answer the question.
Well, I'm not telling acting captain. What now? That doesn't frustrate you, does it? My lack of cooperation. That doesn't make you angry.
Are you a member of Starfleet?
Yes. Can I get a towel? Please?
Under penalty of court-martial, I order you to explain to me how you were able to beam aboard this ship while moving at warp.
Well, don't answer him.
You will answer me.
That actually sounds more fun than most episodes I've seen. To
yeah.
be honest. It's like, well, they're talking awful fast.
Yeah.
For Star Trek.
Yeah.
I'm not telling.
I won't tell you how.
I'm not telling you how.
Ship.
I'm not telling you how. Someone get me a towel.
That sounds
aren't they
pretty
all
funny.
They're all on this.
They're all like 12, right?
Yeah.
12, 13.
Well, this is, you know, how they all got together to be the Starship Enterprise.
Yeah. I'm not a big Trekkie Trekker at mm-hmm. all, but, you know, could be fun, I guess.
Might
a lot
be kind
of people,
cool to look at.
A lot of people are saying that this is going to be like this year's Iron Man.
Hmm.
Where you kind of go in and you leave going, wow, that was really good.
Really?
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that would
getting,
be fine.
It's getting pretty decent reviews.
The reviews are pretty great.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So
we'll see.
We'll be interested to see what you think of Star Trek the movie.
Yeah. I'm curious to see it.
All right. We can
you
find
might,
out.
You might have a pretty decent weekend, Mike.
Yeah, all things considered. Those
if,
are the only
those
two.
Those are the
and
only two.
None of them have Matthew McConaughey in it.
Right.
All right. So far, so good.
How'd you get aboard my ship? I'm doing light speed.
How'd you do it?
I'm doing warp.
I'm not telling you how.
Now, wait a minute. Are you all with Starfleet? under court martial. I mean, I gotta know, man. How'd you get on my ship, man?
And as always, live long and prosper.
That's the thing about tribbles, man.
I'm
getting older, and they keep multiplying. He's Mike Schultz from the River Cities Reader. We're Dave and Darren. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks you guys.
This is Rock 104.9.